that we usually popped his eyes out.
Good.
Killed him dead. He was dead before the truck got off.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it killed him right now.
You were telling me a story the other day. I want to get you to tell it to me again about you and this. You tell me that story again?
Yeah, he's a... We called it a swamp, which it was a swamp. Cedar Creek Swamp. We had about 20-25 acres of corn. And we had four plows running. And he was one of the plow hands. I was, my daddy. And we had a fella was working with him. And we all got on about 11 o'clock. We quit. Went to an old bridge across a branch. And as we got on feeding the mules, we ate and lay down and went to sleep. And I woke up. There was a snake fixing to crawl over me. And I opened my eye and he was right in my face.
Good.
I didn't know nothing to do but just grab him with my hand, and when I grabbed him, he just rolled around my arm. I crawled across the bridge about 10 or 12 feet. Dive E was lying there, and I held my arm up over him and told him, I said, wake up, Dive E, I got something for you. He looked up and saw that snake up there. Well, he didn't straighten up till he'd done run about 25 or 30 feet, right straddle of a row of corn. And that nigga ain't forgot it yet.
I'm good. So, what kind of snake you say it was?
King snake.
King snake. Yeah. What did they look like?
Well, I'd say he was colored, pied like a guinea. You know how guinea feathers is speckled. Yeah. And then we have one, I don't know whether it's the male or the female, is black.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know which would be the male or the female. But I don't never kill one of them no more, unless it's accidentally.
What other, you ever had any other experiences with snakes like that? Scared one?
Well, I had an old big coach whip. He took a notion he was going to run me one morning. And he did. he made three passes at me, and I run him down and caught him.
How'd you catch him?
I just put my feet on him. run up on him, put my foot on him. Yeah, them boogers will fight you. Oh. They'll stick their heads up about 3 foot high, and they can go so fast it make you think he's whistling. They're fast.
What other kind of snakes they have around here?
Well, we have the rattler, moccasin, and we have what they call a spreading now.
What's that look like?
Well, he's a snake about 2 foot long, and he'll make you think he's in one of the worst shapes you ever seen. He'll just swell up and flatten out on the ground and turn over. He'll make you think he's dead. He wants you to go on and leave. They ain't no harm in them. That is, they are not poison.
Used to in the past, maybe if you had malaria or something like that, they'd give you a bitter white powder for it. It was in capsules. They used to take it for a cold. You remember what that stuff was?
Sure don't. The malaria fever and typhoid fever, I don't know that I've ever saw a case of it. I've always been vaccinated for it. And I just don't know nothing about that type of fever.
When you were small, what were some of the kind of medicines that y'all had?
Yeah, it seemed